Megan McDonald is the executive director for Habitat Northumberland. As a woman of influence, perhaps we could start by understanding some of the influences that you've had growing up.
I was very lucky to have a lot of them. My mom was a elementary school principal, and so a woman in a position of authority and respect, who taught me how to work hard. My grandma was an incredible, both my grandmas actually were incredible women ahead of their time, who sort of never suggested anything other than do what you want, because you can. And then I was really lucky, when I started working for Habitat for Humanity to have a mentor in Kathy Borowick, who sort of taught me as much as she could about Habitat, but also about how to be a woman in a position of leadership.
Why is that important, especially to younger people that are just starting out?
I think it's really important to sort of, I think we don't even realize how often we start to put barriers or boxes around what we can and cannot do. And some of it's so subtle we don't even know. And so when we're surrounded by people, and especially by women who are in positions of leadership and who are respected, and it stops us from putting those boxes around it from the beginning. And so the question of whether or not you can do it isn't even there. It's not even a consideration. It's that, that's what I want to do, and I'm going to do it because I see it. I can see myself reflected in those positions, and that I think that's really critical. And locally, we have an incredible number of women who run not-for-profit organizations or who are the heads of municipal government. And so, I think it's a really great time for young women who want to get into positions of leadership to just even look around this community and see that.
What advice would you give that person?
That's a really hard one. I think the advice that I would give them is to have confidence in themselves, but also to be willing to ask for help and support from mentors. So I think often as women, it's harder for us to ask for help, because it is often seen as a weakness. And I think that's where, as a community, women need to come together and support each other and recognize that all of us need support and advice. And so to provide that in a way that is uplifting, as opposed to something that makes someone doubt their abilities. Because anyone coming into a position has a lot to learn. And I think it's sometimes it's seen as a weakness if you ask for help. And I think we need to flip that, but do it in a way that supports each other.
Do you see yourself as a mentor? Do you find that with the non-for-profit you're working with, you might see younger women or younger men too, doesn't have to be just women, of course, look to you and say, hey, that could be my mentor? Do you see that like that?
It's funny, I haven't thought of it in that way so much locally. I think I've seen that a little bit in among Habitat affiliates, especially. There are a lot of other affiliate executive directors that, as they're coming in, and especially women, as they're coming into their roles, I'll reach out and sort of say, I'm here, and I'm here to support you and be a voice that you can, a person that you can bounce ideas off and just sort of figure out your way in a supportive way. So I guess probably I have filled that role, but not sort of intentionally. I think it's kind of in the way that when I first became a mom, it's terrifying and you have no idea what you're doing. And a bunch of fabulous people came around me and supported me, and I can never pay them back. So I just try to pay it forward.